Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still dating man. Go through beating.
Welcome. This is Yolanda Lahiente with the Ready Church, and we're just going to be talking about a number of things today that's going on in the church, and just discussing some things that, you know, based on things that were put on to the Ready Church and, you know, some of the site being the WordPress. There's a lot of people that have been, you know, putting out different things. Some people that might not know what the Ready Church is about. Ready Church is about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's what we do. We carry out the gospel of Jesus Christ online and wherever we are. When we go out into the hedges and the highways, and, you know, wherever we are in the world. As well as online. So we're doing that. And some people seem to probably think that we are coming against their people that they like, you know, that's famous people. This is not impersonal. This is not anything personal against anybody, no. You know, but if people are doing something that's wrong and people's lives are at stake, we're supposed to address it. And we don't apologize for it. You might not like certain things that, you know, that might be, you know, about your famous star or idol. We saw, you know, Kim Burrell has a poster out online that about, you know, called Gospel Idol. But God's children are not idols. God's children don't promote the flesh. We walk in the Spirit of God. We're supposed to be walking in the light. And it's not about ourselves, but it's about Jesus Christ. And if you're in Christ, you know, you take up the cross and you follow Jesus Christ, you may down your life, and, you know, you follow Christ. It's not about I, but it's about Christ, you know, who lives in you, who's supposed to be guiding you and walking you through this journey called life. You haven't, you know, lived this life before, so you have the Bible, which is your instructions that's going to lead you from earth to glory. So, you know, we love everybody here at the Ready Church, and, you know, the people that we bring forth and some of the individuals that might be famous and different things like that, we don't have any all against them. We are fighting spiritual, you know, it's spiritual. It's not flesh. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. This thing is spiritual. So there's not a personal vendetta or anything like that. Or, you know, people might say, okay, I purchased all the CDs. I know this star. I know T.D. Jakes. I know Kim Burrell. I know whoever. else. I know Jackie Velasquez. I know anybody. I know Israel Houghton. I know Joel Osteen or this and that. And you're knowing them or feeling like you know them because their music has been played in your home and your sanctuary, and you saturate your house and your bedroom, your living room, your house with their presence. So you feel like you know them, and when they get in error, which they often do, because they're lifted so high on a pedestal, people don't know how to, you know, dissect truth from what is error, you know, what is doctrinally wrong, or when the person's life is not representing Christ. So there was a video that was even on YouTube about this quartet group singing. And so, you know, quartet groups sing and they rehearse and everything, but this particular incident was built around this group that was rehearsing in church, and then it became irate, and the drummer started fussing with the lead singer, and then it ended up in cursing and a gun getting pulled out. And someone want to know, you know, people want to know why certain videos or different things are posted. First of all, things like that, you know, it's not posted by us. I mean, that video was not published by Ready Church or anything like that. That video was put out there from some individual that was a part of that church, and they put that video out there for others to see, and it need to be seen by people, because that type of behavior is becoming commonplace, not for just the world, but for the church, and it needs to be addressed. And, you know, when should you ever see a gun being pulled out in church, or, and people are arguing and fighting and just living ungodly, and, you know, all right there in the sanctuary, in the house of God? It should not be going on. And then when you're addressing the people that know truth and that are speaking out against it are, you know, ones that people consider insane and, you know, against things, or against the time of people basically accepting things, because that's what it's come down to. People accept anything. Anything in the church, you know, even when it was clear years ago, even some of the preachers that was on Women Die Loose preaching against different things and manpower, some of these ones like T.D. Jakes, conferences, they're not preaching the same thing. And it really came like, it comes down to them preaching the very opposite, because they were ordained for such a time. And it builds up into basically where they are, you know, they had to maneuver in. Because if they came full force in the way that they are now, with these preachers of L.A., with this Mind, Body, and Soul TV show by T.D. Jakes, if they came in with all this stuff, people wouldn't accept it. So it became like, you know, accepting their bait, and, you know, and it was little by little, inch by inch, and then people, you know, would accept it because you have, you know, captured their attention. You have built that type of relationship where they will basically accept anything. And that's what is going on in, you know, as far as these famous preachers and singers and different things like that. But We were discussing the other day about that there is a lot of persecution of the Christian church going on today, and that's going on around the country. There was a video that was placed online about, you know, about all the persecution that is going on over there in China, and, you know, there's persecution going on in Iraq of the Christians, and there's persecution going on in Korea and different places. But, you know, Jesus warned us of this time that would come like that. So we're not to be caught off guard by it. And it seems like people in a lot of the other countries that I mentioned by name, Iraq, in Indonesia, or anywhere, Korea, or places like that, and that it seems that they are being persecuted, and they are. And the people that are in America and the surrounding countries are, they have time to play while others are being persecuted, because that's what it's come down to. These people are fighting, you know, for, you know, just being a Christian, you know, things that people would in America would say, okay, I give up, you know. If it came down to a life and death situation, they're not going to let you kill them for the name of Christ. But, you know, you're supposed to stand up for Jesus Christ all the way, you know. You're not supposed to fear the ones that can, you know, take your life physically. But, you know, you're supposed to have the fear of God, you know. He's the one that has the power to, you know, over your soul, over where your soul goes and spends eternity. So you're not supposed to fear like that, because God has not given us that spirit, which is called fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Only thing that you're supposed to be fearful in the regard of respect is have, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the persecution of the Christian churches, that's going on very prevalently. And more so in the other countries. You know, I mentioned a few of the incidences in cases around in America that some people are not being able to have the Bible studies in their homes and different things like that, and someone singing in front of Walmart Christian songs and things like that. But these people that are in some remote parts of the world, they're not being able to just read their Bible, things that we're able to do, they're being, you know, persecuted for. The man has to hide his Bible inside of his shirt, you know, and things like that. And it's basically that, you know, people in America have time to play while others are being persecuted. If you would think about that, just really think about that. How serious and how life and death situation are going on for them over there in Korea, in China, where they cannot worship Christ freely. And, you know, think about the churches over here. They're having the money line, the gambling, you know, the people's souls, and they have all this time to play. They are just drinking, doing whatever they want to do. In that very minute, someone else over in another country who is a Christian, the same thing that these people here say that they are in America, and you know, the preachers of L.A., and bragging about wealth and riches physically, financially, and that's their goal, and not to see and bring people to Jesus Christ, you know. And people in other countries, some of them don't even have shoes. They don't have adequate clothing. They don't have a luxurious car to drive. But they're looking past all that because they know they have to spend eternity somewhere. And that's where their mind is. That's where their heart is. And so they're seeking God, and they're seeing the truth about the end times, about how hard it is and how the Christians are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. So that is what I'm trying to bring forth, trying to let you know that that is a serious time, and that it's time to get away from all these idols. And you know, if you would think about these people that are claiming to represent Christ, because when someone who doesn't, you know, might not know anybody personally that much that is a Christian, so someone might have met some lady in the store and she witnessed to them about Jesus Christ and told them about God and his love and everything, and told them, you know, about, you know, where would they spend eternity, and just tried to, you know, minister to them. And they might not know anybody personally other than that lady or that man or anybody that they met some random time in their life. But there are people that that don't know anybody. So just think about it. If they don't know anybody and they're looking on TV, they have to look at T.D. Jakes and Noel Jones and Mary Merritt. What a poor representation of Christ. You can't find them anywhere in that stuff. It's so mumbo and jumbo like the world. It's just after the same thing. And it's not about where will you spend eternity when that car is no good anymore, when those clothes is no good anymore. So they're not thinking about that, and they're passing up the opportunity to let people really know who Jesus Christ really is, because it's so combobulated. Garbage. You know, people sleeping around and out there drinking in nightclubs, and just the same life that these people who might be looking at the shows, the same life that they already know. And you're trying to draw them with that. They're really not. If you really know what's going on and are discerning the times, they're really not drawing people to Christ. They don't really care to do that. They're not there because they're living for now. That's what they're doing. They're not sure they're in high offices and high places. You know, wickedness in those high places. Yeah, they're executives and different things like that, and just filtrating the airway for the one world system. And they're claiming that they're Christian, but when they get behind closed doors and they set up everything that the people don't see in the light cameras in action, when they're behind those closed doors and they're setting up things the truth is, you know, is being revealed behind those doors. But when they come into the forefront for the discerning Christians, it's made manifest. They can see all through that. And these people that you've seen, Dietrich Haddon, who kept on fornicating, he kept having these, you know, it was one child, and then it was a second child, and you know, the church was accepting it. People want to take down people's videos, all this stuff, because they don't like the truth. People can't stand the truth, but the truth shall make you free. We don't hate Dietrich Haddon. We don't hate T.D. Jakes. We have the love of Jesus Christ in our hearts, and we don't hate these people. We are praying for them. You know, and, you know, we're praying for it. You know, people that we come in contact with and people that, you know, that are listening that we haven't even seen, we're praying for these listeners. And, you know, because the time is going, you know, night, it's getting late. So Jesus Christ is soon to return. And that's what we do here. So if you think that we're after, you know, certain people, no, we're not. This is kingdom business. It's not anything personal or called a vendetta or anything like that against any man. No, it's not. You gotta understand what's going on spiritually. And when you understand what's spiritually going on, and when you're trying to destroy the works of Satan, you're just gonna do it. You're not gonna worry about what people say. It's not happening. This is not being conceived in your mind. You're walking after the things of God, and you want His true word to be revealed to people. You want them to know His heart. You want them to know the anguish and the grief that He feels when He sees these things going on. And, you know, so God's house is going to be clean. It's got to be holy. Just be holy, for I am holy. He wants His body to be holy, to be sanctified, to be set apart, and it's still right. Although people are trying to combat against it, they're trying to fight against it, you know. We plead the blood of Jesus, you know, against it, you know. So the blood of Jesus, and, you know, I'm going to say that, you know, that it's a lot going on. So we, you know, we have to, you know, call on the name of Jesus. We have to plead the blood of Jesus, because, you know, even when, you know, Satan was cast down, out of heaven, you know, and he's influencing earth, and he's, you know, trying to rain things against people. So yes, Jesus Christ defeated the enemy. You know, when he died on the cross and he shed his blood and he, you know, he rose again, and we see that he is alive and well. But we have to plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. You know, we have to plead the blood of Jesus, you know, against the hand of the enemy, because he tries to work against the saints of God. And he, that's his job. He comes to speak whom he may devour. Yes. And you know, the thief come up but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's still his purpose and his mission. You know, he's Prince of the Air. He's working in the air. So when we call on the name of Jesus, and we have to rebuke the enemy because he tries to be at work, still killing and destroying people and trying to enter them and block them and trying to take them with him to hell. He's after people's minds. He's bringing doubt. Even, you know, there are people that are on the rise. There are different people that are atheists that are coming around, that are going around the world, and they're trying to raise up an army of people to be foolish. The Bible says the fool has said in their heart there is no God. And there is coming to a time where people are, you know, are going and departing away from the faith. And they're giving heed to seducing spirits, you know. So we have to plead the blood. The devil, you know, he is trying to be at work. But we have to lean and press towards God because, you know, we want to be led and, you know, guided to all truth. And we don't want to go under the enemy, you know, his camp, because he's trying to work against the saints of God. He still has an agenda. So we have to, you know, continually to seek God, you know, his presence, and, you know, just to continue to worship him and to continue living for him all we know how. God is continually revealing the truth to us. The Holy Spirit, he said, you know, he would guide us into all truth. So that's what the purpose of, you know, his spirit being here to guide us, you know, not into wrong, but into truth. And I was thinking about a lot of people are, you know, you have to be even careful where you go to church at today because there's a lot of New Age things that are going on in churches, rock concerts, things that are going on, and people are putting a stamp on it saying that it's God, and it's not. It's not him. And so you have to be able to discern that. And these places are packed. And a lot of people are on that wide road, which is leading us to destruction. It's not leading us to life. Be that find it. The straight way that, you know, that leads into life. So it's very much a time to be prayerful about where you're going, you know, where churches you're going to. It used to be a time where people could say, okay, just as long as you go somewhere. I've never been one to say that. Never. But the time that we live in, you can't say that. If you go somewhere and it might not be of God, you know, so you have to just be led by God, and you have to, you are staying in his word, and he will lead you to the place that he wants you to be. And if you get there and it's not aligned with the word of God, then you know whether you were led of God or whether you just went on impulse or something like that. If you were drawn in from somebody else, you know, that or because of certain things that people come. Some people go to churches because of the music, and their music might be demonic because of, you know, certain programs that they have there. And they might have a yoga program. Things just so blatant like that. You know, and yoga is derived from Hinduism. So you have to be careful. There's a lot of New Age things coming around. There's a lot of Catholic teachings that are being starting to try to be coherent with a lot of the Christian churches today, and it's not to be. So if people are going out there and getting entangled with something that is poison, you don't want to have any part with that. Because a lot of times, just because you say you can go to, just as long as you go to church and you're sending your people off to somewhere where it's blatantly filth, person not living like Christ, they that preach the gospel must live the gospel. If you see that a person's not living like Christ, you shouldn't be following them. And there's a lot of the teaching, as I said, a lot of the Catholic teaching, and people reading the catechism, that book wherein they're trying to maneuver in a lot of the Christians to accept the Catholic doctrine, which is not, and it's demonic. And there's a number of things that I could get into about that. Some of the things were discussed on previous episodes of the Blog Talk Radio. But yes, you will see a lot of the attire that is being worn. And the thing about it is that this attire, the Catholic attire, is not something that just came about recently. And it's just now starting to get in the church. It's people that went to sleep. And now, you know, it's just now being made known to a lot of people that it is, in fact, the Catholic Church and the Catholic doctrines have been creeping into the Christian churches. Yes, I know it does go past that. It gets into the Roman system and examining the orthodoxy and the, you know, the Episcopal order and the things like that. There are different things that may have not have one particular place that it derived from. It might be a link, a chain link. So this is all, when you know that it's Catholic, you know that it's not of Christ. It's not of the true and living God. It's not. It's dressed as an angel of light. Some people say that, you know, just go on and accept different religions and different things like that. But we're not. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the light. No man can come unto the Father except, you know, as they come, except where if they come through Jesus Christ. And if you, any other way, you're a thief and a robber. So we have to just give them to it plainly as the Word of God says. I was noticing that a lot of churches are, you know, recognizing these secret organizations and things that God said we're not to have part with. We're not supposed to have any part with their proof of work with darkness, but we are to reprove them. So secret organizations and taking all these oaths and all these hazing processes that go on in the masonry, and you're finding that it's finding a way in the Christian church today. They're coming up with their aprons and their white gloves and their hands crossed in certain positions, and just observing the generating principles and different things that is coherent and connected with that. And God says that we're not to have part with that. So we just got to take the word for what it is. It's plain. It's simple. And just study the word. And when you study the word, you're able to become all of what God wants you to, you know, be. So that's the way we have to do it. We don't have to go by anybody else's way but God's way. The Bible is plain. And if you don't understand something that's in it, God will open up your understanding to it. We have to pray for God's understanding. He leads you, you know, to the scripture that you want, that he desires for you to read. Sometimes you might go to a scripture, because I heard someone say this before. They went to a scripture and said, okay, no, I don't think I want to read that. And the God is keeps sending us to that same thing, or if not, they go to some scripture that is similar to the same thing, meaning that God is trying to get your attention. And that's what he wants you to read, and that's the word that he has for you. I think a lot of times people try to make mature people that are Christians into diviners, enchanters, sorcerers. No, I'm not going to interpret your dream. No, I'm not going to do that. Read your word. Ask God to open up your understanding. I don't approve of people calling and saying, okay, talking about, you know, what does this mean? What does that mean? You have to get in on your face before the Lord, and he's going to open up your understanding to what it is, you know, that he has for you. You might be able to say if sometime or another mention it to somebody, but, you know, you don't want to get into all that type of thing that we're trying to tap into familiar spirits or that realm and things like that. You want to make sure you're hearing God and clearly. And, you know, he knows what's best. Well, I do thank you for joining the Ready Church. I would like to thank all the listeners that listen, people that are in South America, people that are in Zimbabwe, people that are in Korea, people that are in China, Japan. We get your emails, people that are in Africa, we get your emails. We thank you. We are praying for you. You know, just keep holding on to God, unchanging hand. And we just thank you. We love you. And just keep holding on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for, you know, them having a heart to listen and a mind to just want to know more about you and God, and want to live for you in a world that seems so chaotic and that people are doing any and everything. But God, we know that we should lean and trust and depending on your word, God, because you are the truth. You are our Savior, God. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our everything. You are our only hope in this mean and dark and dying world. God, we just thank you. We love you. We continue to trust you with all of our hearts and lean out to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you, and you're going to direct thy path, the straight way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The devil is defeated. God is exalted. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Adiós a la gente with the Ready Church. Thank you. God bless you.